The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
I don't know if I can do the show.
I just don't know.
Morning, everybody. Here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. It is Saturday. It's August 15th. Rose breaks my heart by saying, oh, it was a great show last week. And I was gone. So what are you trying to tell me?
Well, you missed it.
Apparently.
You absolutely missed it. If for those of you who had the
You have to understand,
great
radio
fortune.
People, radio people, fragile egos. So when you're not there and things go well, you almost don't want to hear that.
Well,
I'm glad it did.
On the other side of that, you've got Libby as a backup.
Yes.
And so she did a great job. I threw her a little bit of a curveball because when I walked in, I said, I don't know if you know this or not, but on occasion, I've been having guests on the show. Today we have Mike Heck, Vice President of Supplier Solutions. That doesn't sound very exciting, does it? But it was very exciting. Probably the most listened to show ever.
Stop.
Okay, so
and
how?
I wasn't here.
But you, Danny, can do what all the listeners can do. Go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under the vacations tab, you will see radio shows with Rose Gray. Click on that. There's a picture of me. I no longer look anything like that. But you will see available on Podbean. And you click on that. And Sean, the producer, sends our marketing team and myself the show every week. And I make some comments on it. And then we post it. So thanks to Sean and our marketing team, that happens.
I don't know if my agent agreed to that.
Well, you better get a disclaimer quickly.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about it is you go to this page on our website and all of the shows are posted there. And there's a brief synopsis of what it is. So if you look at it and go, oh, yeah, they're going to talk about China and visas and
oh, look, the synopsis of last week. In a superior show to when Danny Clayton normally is on, Libby excelled at asking all the right questions. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got a text that says the same thing, right? Go ahead, tell us.
Well, former friends, John and Eileen from Des Plaines, texted in and said, great show last week. Very informative. Thanks.
Yeah.
And I texted back. I said, hey, now I wasn't here. Don't make me feel bad.
So I got to tell you, Mike Heck and I go way back. Mike Heck was my Northwest Airlines sales rep 20-something years ago.
Northwest.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when Delta and Northwest merged, Mike Heck became lots of things at Delta. And one of the things he did was work with corporate travel accounts and contracts. And so when he had an opportunity to have a buyout or leave Delta early or what have you, 4 years ago, Fox was fortunate enough to find him, or he found us, or it was a mutual respect party of some
sort.
Heck
yes.
Yeah, Mike Heck, yeah. And he came on the show. He's a delight. And so you would have thought the subject matter would have been so incredibly boring. We talked about safety protocol on airlines, hotels, and car rentals.
How did I miss that?
Yeah. But he made it fun. Danny, he made it so fun that, so much fun, that instead of staying on one segment, not two segments, not three segments, he stayed on four segments because we had so much to cover. I did tell him, prepping him for the show, oh, you won't have to take any calls.
Yeah.
And then people called and I said, Danny, okay, I mean, Mike, would you take a couple calls? And he did. So he just addressed some of the calls. All airlines and hotels and car rentals are not treating their safety protocols equally.
Mm.
And they're all doing a great job, in some respects, a different job. But he helped us sort through that.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was great. We also have an opportunity where people go to our website and they just want to ask a question. There's a general mailbox, and I know the people that monitor those. They sent me all of the general comments that came back for the show. It was more than we ever get, ever.
Stop.
Mike Hack, radio star, man. I'm telling you. I'm having him back. I'm definitely having him back. We will find another reason to have him back because it was just a very well-received show. But to the texter's point, it was so relevant. It was so important for somebody. He got an opportunity the week prior to being on the show to go to the Appleton Airport. We have a great relationship with that particular airport because it's in the Fox Valley. Mm-hmm. Our headquarters are in Oshkosh. We know the personnel there. He was able to not only see what it was like at the airport, but there was a plane turning around, as we call it, and he was able to get on board, which is unheard of, and watch the cleaning procedures.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so he could speak to it so firsthand. It was fabulous.
Well, I'm so glad you had a great show last week.
How was your weekend?
It was fine.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. We'll be back. Back into Morgan's Talk and Text Line. Join us, folks. 855-616-1620. Libby's not here. I'm Danny. I'm back with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
918 in WTMJ, 74 degrees. WTMJ forecast, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunder showers with a high of 83. There is something sweeping across Wisconsin weather-wise with it, just a big band of storms. You know, sometimes they break up before they hit Wisconsin, but Milwaukee area. But they're rolling through Madison for sure. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy and 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Spotty shower possible with a high of 81. We're sitting at 74 degrees at WTMJ. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. I'm Danny Clayton. Final show ever. 855-616-1620. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line.
Don't say that. People heard that and they're all freaking out now.
No, it's the fragile ego of radio talent. When you hear that your replacement had a great show the week before, you're kind of happy for the station, but then you're kind of, you know, threatened. I'm just kidding on that. I'm glad things went well. We have to talk about the book club because it sounds like this thing is blowing up.
It's blowing up. So there, the last several months, Fox has introduced a book, usually geographically based. We've done Paris. Last month we did Spain. We're doing Alaska this month. The book club itself, the event, the one-night opportunity you'll have is August 25th at 6 p.m. How do you sign up for the book club? You go to the foxworldtravel.com website.
I'm there.
Under resources.
Oh, okay.
You will find
Fox
World Travel Book Club. And when you click on that, you will see what's kind of going on. So it tells you what the book club is about. Then you will meet your August hosts, which happen to be Colleen Allsburg. I call her Alaska Tour Manager Extraordinaire because she just knows everything about Alaska. And myself. And then you will see the name of the book we will be discussing is If You Lived Here, I'd Know Your Name by Heather Lendy. One fun website you might also want to check out is Heather Lendy's website, which is Heather Lendy, LENDE.com, HeatherLendy.com. An extraordinarily sweet, sentimental, realistic woman who has done so many, many things, who lives in Haines, Alaska.
Tiny Haines, Alaska is 90 miles north of Juneau. There's no traffic light, no mail delivery. People can vanish without a trace, and funerals are a community affair. Heather Lendy posts both the obituaries and the social column for a local newspaper. If anyone knows what's going on in this close-knit town, from births to weddings to funerals, she does. Her warm-hearted style brings us inside small-town life. Love it! So you got to read it by the 25th.
Yeah, so you go to Amazon or you download it on your Kindle or whatever you might do. So I'm rereading it. I've reread it now. I finished it. And I just love it. I remember why I love it. One of the reasons Colleen and I picked this book is we have a connection with Heather. When Holland America ships docked in Haines, Alaska, they built a one-pier cruise dock just for one cruise ship a day. And when Holland America docks there, they would bring her on board. And she would do a reading in one of the lounges. And she was a delight, and I loved her, and I had a signed book by her, which I sadly lent to somebody and never returned, but it's not a big deal. I was able to get one from Amazon in 24 hours. But anyway, it was lovely. So Colleen and I both mutually agreed that this is definitely who we wanted to have. So Colleen and I are talking during the week about what this is going to look like and what we're going to talk about and what have you. I ask Heather, first of all, we asked the author on each of these book clubs, could you say a little bit about your book? By the way, could you join us? Now, one of them was in the UK and the timing just didn't work. Heather's 3 hours behind Central Time said, I'd be more than happy to join you live. She's going to be on the call, on the meeting, on the Zoom meeting or Teams meeting or whatever we have. So that in and of itself was amazing. Then I asked her to send a little video clip, which she sent, which look for that on Facebook and probably will post it on the website as well. If you look at her website, again, you'll get very excited. But also, yet last week, Saturday, my friend Colleen texts me and says, hey, turn on C-SPAN. Okay, not something normally I would be able to find even. Luckily, I have a guide on my TV. Right. I find it. They're interviewing Heather Lendy on C-SPAN because her newest book is Of Bears and Ballots, because she's an elected official now. So she's had a bunch of different, she's an obituary writer and a columnist and I've been on the school board and all this. Now she is an elected official in Haines, and it's a good new, I just ordered the book.
So this is like this little northern exposure kind of a town, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I could live there.
Oh, Danny, you so could live there. So get this. The week before this, we did our last On Stage Alaska webinar, and I'm prepping with Bill Fletcher, who now works for Holland America, and I am asking him his background, and he tells me he's lived various places in Alaska for many years. And I say, oh, do you know we've got Heather Lindy as our book club author? He says, I was her neighbor when I lived in Haines and had a rafting company. Wow. So come on, really? This is too crazy.
This is the Fox World Travel Book Club. Read the book by the 25th and then join them on a Zoom meeting. You need to register for that. But if you lived here, I'd Know Your Name by Heather Lendy. That is the book club. And again, the 25th, 6 o'clock. It's fun, fun, fun.
Yeah, glass of wine.
Pour your own wine. That's right.
And Heather.
All right, we'll be back. Got any questions for Rose? Let's take them. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620 at WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Saturday, August 15th. I'm Danny Clayton, Rose Gray. Fox World Travel is here. Advisory change from last week. That was good news, right?
Yeah, it was. It happened on August 6th. You were gone last week, so you probably didn't know that. Sorry. A website that, again, sounds pretty boring, but you really could get a lot out of it would be to visit travel.state.gov. Right at the top, in bright red, three things. Enroll and step. We talk about that all the time. August 6th advisory that the Travel 4 blanket advisory that the government put on us as citizens has been lifted. So what that meant was prior to that, on March 14th, the government basically said, don't go anywhere. That it's just travel level 4. They've got 1 through 4 now. They used to have
international
in anything.
Anywhere. Really, okay, they were saying
no travel. They were saying no travel. So, any diplomatic or people traveling, it's will have a poor outcome if exposed to COVID, et cetera, et cetera. So they realized they could not make a blanket decision like that. And so they decided that on the 6th of August to look at each country individually and put a level of travel caution advisory on it. So now you really need to look at each and every country rather than just, and some people said, whoa, you know, Mexico's a 4. Mexico was a 4 before, because it's not just about COVID. It's about crime, and it's about health concerns, and it's about a lot of different things for an entire country. So right now, for example, in the Riviera Maya in Mexico, they're welcoming U.S. citizens with open arms.
Okay.
And we had some guests on within the last several weeks who told us about their experience and what it was like and what you can expect. So each country, Taiwan, is in great shape right now. If you want to go to Taiwan, I think they're at a level 2.
Okay.
So
is it a 4-point scale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to kind of look at that. So that's one interesting thing. Below that is a yellow banner which says update on U.S. passport operations. And it tells us that more offices, more passport agencies have been opened and that they're processing more and more passports. Right now, the passports waiting to be issued are under 1 million. And they had been up to 1.5 million at one point. I know your passport's still there, right?
I got mine.
You got it.
I got it. I got it because I missed that. There was, I think they had a shutoff somewhere in March or in April. So I got it, and you and I were supposed to go to Norway in July, and I did say that I was going to be in Norway in July. Maybe that sped things up, but I also, what was the thing? Oh, I got to send it back to me because my birth certificate wasn't official enough. I needed the raise, you know, so I had to fix that, but they still got it back.
Yeah, so
which is kind of cool.
This week, August 6th through the 12th, they issued 235,000 passports. The week before, 213,000. The week before that, 206,000. So they're moving them along. They've got this cache of over 1 million passports that had been sent in prior to March. They've got to process those. And so they're up and running slowly. Many of them are staffed now. And so we're moving along in a good direction there as well.
Excellent. 30 minutes left with Rose. So we are going to go places eventually. Where are you going? What are you doing? What are you planning? Got any questions? Accurate Mortgage Talk and text line at 855-616-1620.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Website foxworldtravel.com. I think it's excellent. Your web team does a nice job.
Thank you. I will pass that compliment on to our marketing team.
Fox World Travel does business travel. They do vacation travel. Right at the top on the main page is coronavirus updates. You guys do a nice job at updating that as well because it affects really every aspect of your business. Everybody as well. Talk and text line for us is 855-616-1620. That's the Accurate Mortgage Talk and text line. Interesting one. Listen to this. Going to Cancun next month. I'm going to have dental work done by a USA-trained English-speaking dentist when I'm down there. Is there anything I need to know about medical tourism? And what is medical tourism?
Well, it is not at all uncommon for U.S. citizens to look for reasonably priced dental and medical treatments in other parts of the world. Why do we think we as Americans have the only doctors who can do a particular procedure? Of course, that's silly. And it's much less expensive in a lot of places because of socialized medicine and all of that's a whole nother thing we won't get into. But so it's less expensive and probably, in many people's opinion, equal as good, if not better.
Yeah, I've heard where, well, especially for like Canadian pharmacy prices were always better, right?
Right.
But then there were a lot of people that lived in Texas and Arizona that would go over the border into Mexico and have procedures done.
Right.
That's precisely the tourism part.
Right. Okay. And so, you know, I also know of people that would cross the border to get eyeglasses.
Right.
Because they were so much less expensive.
Okay.
Those kinds of things. That's your comfort level. I am definitely not going to address that part of it.
Right.
However you feel about that, you be my guest. So now you have to say to yourself, I'm going to go to this country. And remember, when you go to travel.state.gov, a website I would have what do you call that again? Bookmarked.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, I look at it all the time. So the travel advisory levels are 1 through 4. They used to be color-coded. They are basically now number-coded. So exercise normal precautions is a 1. Exercise increased caution is 2. Reconsider travel is 3. And do not travel is 4. So that goes back to government put a level 4 on the entire United States. Just do not travel. Well, that was a bit broad and they realize it now and they decided to go country by country. So if you go to that same very website, you will find a link to international travel. And in that particular section, you can choose a country. You can put Mexico in, and you can see level four. Now, again, Mexico is a huge country, so you've got to start being a little bit more cognizant of the states and the various cities and those kinds of things. So Quintana Roo is where Cancun is located. That is on the Yucatan Peninsula. Some people feel that it is as un-Mexican as you can possibly get because it's on the Caribbean, because 40 plus years ago, it was created for the U.S. traveler, and it is not, they feel like you shouldn't consider that all lumped into one. It's sort of like saying Hawaii is part of the United States. Should that be rolled into one when it comes to certain things? So that's how, where you can find all of the information. Travel restrictions has been updated as late as the 14th of August. So that's current. Yesterday.
So I'm on this site called medicaltourismco.com. And it's talking about the differences in prices between U.S. and Mexico. Full mouth, for dental, full mouth restoration between $24,000 and $36,000. Mexico, it's like $8,700 to $13,000.
Right.
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 However, is it board certified? Is it?
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, when something goes wrong, you're going to fly back down there or that kind of thing. So all of those things under into consideration. Right now, there are very few protocol for arrival into Cancun. They have the 6-foot distancing at the airport. They have a very big arch type contraption that takes everybody's temperature as you go through. It's not individual. It's it somehow can hone in on each person, and they read that as it goes through. So you will be screened. I will tell you this, in the event that somehow or another you get into that country and you do have a fever, they have the wherewithal to put you into quarantine. And it could be in one of their quarantine facilities.
Would that be on you then?
That would be on you.
Yeah, okay.
That would be on you.
Interesting. Do you know people who've done this?
I know lots of people who have done
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. All right. And there are reasons. Some of them are unable to get Medicare, Medicaid, that kind of thing. So,
It's cheaper. Interesting. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. Going to get a Yosemite update. That is next on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944, 76 degrees. High today is going to be 83. Scattered afternoon thundershowers rolling through. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 63. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Spotty shower possible, 81. Right now, 75 degrees. Watched the Brewers last night?
I did, because I was hoping for a victory so desperately.
There you go, 4-3. The game has been shifted to this afternoon. You can do that easily when there's going to be no fans, right?
No fans. Yeah. Does not matter.
So Brewers warm up at 1 o'clock on WTMJ. Brewers Cubs 2:20 start. All right, so this is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray is here. John did a little trip to Yosemite. Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back. So reset the table for us, please.
I called about 2 months ago, and I asked Rose some suggestions of things that I should see at Yosemite National Park and Sequoia National Park. And I was asked to call back with a recap, and it was a fantastic trip. We flew to Reno, then drove to Lake Tahoe. Only spent one day at Lake Tahoe. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Then we went to Mammoth Lakes, California. Spent a couple of days there, just beautiful area. Then we went to Sequoia National Park in Kings Canyon, and I think that's kind of a hidden gem. It was almost empty. There was really, like, no one there. We had the park to ourselves, it felt like. Some great hiking. The largest tree in the world is at Sequoia National Park. But then the highlight for me was to go to Yosemite. There were a few things that were shut down. A couple of the snack bars weren't open. But all in all, it was an incredible trip. The highlight for me was there's a iconic hike. It's called Half Dome, 16 miles long, 4,800 feet elevation gain. During this hike, and then the last 400 meters, you are literally climbing up the face of a rock, and they have cables there to help guide you. I did that with my adult son, and it's something that I think we'll both remember forever. So, Rose, if you ever have the opportunity to do the Half Dome hike at Yosemite, I strongly recommend it.
Do you mind if I ask a couple questions? First of all, did you have to have reservations to get into any of these parks?
Yes, at Yosemite. No, at Sequoia or Kings Canyon.
Okay. What was it like flying? Can you give us a little bit of your the safety protocol? What airline was it? How was that handled?
We were on American, and it was more crowded than I thought. On the way there, I would guess about 95%.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, it was pretty full. They made an announcement before the plane even left the gate that you have to keep a mask on, covering your mouth and your nose at all time, except to get a drink or to eat something. But then the mask had to go back on, covering both mouth and nose. I would say 99.5% of the people were respectful of that and had their mask on. One or two people decided to wear it around their neck.
But, lovely. Did you have hotel reservations made?
We did.
Okay.
I had set that up back in March, okay. I think, when I called, March or April. And that was fine. Everything was good. We were 100 yards right outside of the gate of Yosemite. It was called Yosemite View Lodge. And everything was fine, except they had their hot tubs shut down. I think they had three different hot tubs, and those were closed. The regular pools were open. Everything was fine there.
Did you have any issues with dining?
No. I'll say no. California is pretty much outdoor dining only. I don't think any restaurants, at least any that we saw in California, even offered indoor dining option. But with California, I mean, I think they're all pretty much made for the outdoor dining experience. So all of that went well also.
One last question. Do you feel like in any way your entire experience was compromised because of the COVID situation?
Honestly, no.
Good.
It wasn't, it wasn't really affected at all. I'm very thankful that I went, and like I say, I'd like to report that if you haven't been to Yosemite National Park, you should try to make it out there because it is beautiful.
You know, I so appreciate, John, that you called back. Oftentimes we say it. I think people don't believe we're sincere. We are. We really do want to get a report back, especially during these times, because I have yet to be on a plane, and it's driving me a bit crazy. And I call my friends in Florida, Texas, California, Colorado, and they all say, "Don't come, please don't come." So, I guess I just need to bite the bullet and do something on my own, and maybe just have at least a small experience so that I don't have to rely on people like you. But I'm grateful for you calling back in. Thank you, John, so much.
You're welcome. All right. Have a good day, Rose.
Thanks, John. I remember that call because I remember being a little jelly over that because it was he and his son that were going to do it. So that would be spectacular. So, yeah, I think we're all itching to go somewhere. We just kind of need the light to be green enough.
Right.
And it's kind of green. I mean, it depends on where you're going. But
and what your expectations are. I guess that's why I asked John the question. Are you prepared for some inconveniences, some compromises? Are you all right with that?
You have to be, though, right?
Right. If you think it's going to be like it was in January and February,
nope.
It's not. It's just not.
It's not.
And so then don't. If that's going to be a factor, then don't. Wait, by all means. But one in four people that were surveyed said they are going to go someplace within the next 6 months. Now, they've revised that survey because it originally said before the end of 2020.
Don't you feel that we're like busting loose?
We
need to.
Yeah.
All right. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620 if you want to join us. We'll be back. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:54, Saturday, August 15th, Fox World Travel Show is on the air, and we are going to go to New Berlin. That's where Mary is. Hey, Mary.
Hi. I applied back in February for the Global Entry application and paid my $100 and had an appointment for May the 5th. And with COVID, everything has stopped. Also, in the meantime, my passport expired on July 18th.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So is the passport division of the government working? Can I send in my passport and get it renewed? Because I guess I have to have a valid passport when I finally get a meeting with the Global Entry people.
Right. At this point in time, if you are not traveling anywhere anytime soon, you certainly can now send in your passport. They're opening slowly. My advice would be if you can wait a bit longer until they are all 100% up and running, again, travel.state.gov. At the top, that third banner down is the passport information. They will tell you how many are open, how many they're processing per day. When you look at that particular page on that website, if they say we are 100% open and ready, that's when I would do it. So I'm probably thinking that's going to be into September if you can wait that long. Yes. So then go ahead and do that. Yep. Then you're going to need to do the Global Entry. Global Entry, in my opinion, is the better choice between TSA PreCheck and Global Entry because a TSA PreCheck is included in Global Entry. So if you can hold off, if you're not going anywhere and do it a little bit later, maybe into September, you'll be able to knock off both of those things within a short period of time once they're up and running again.
Okay, now that my passport has expired, can I still renew it or do I have to start over?
No, a passport can actually be expired for up to 15 years and you can still do a renewal. So a renewal is great because then you don't have to, you know, go through that whole process. So I'd give it a little bit of time. Keep monitoring that website. When you feel that they're open 100%, go ahead and apply for that renewal.
Okay. Mary, thank you very much. Quick text questions. What's the latest on Hawaii group travel?
So group travel would lead me to believe that they might be referring to our group in November, which right now is looking
like it's still
going. So we have to keep monitoring this. I am sure every listener is tired of hearing words like fluid and volatile and ongoing and unprecedented, all the things that we're using to describe the situation. But right now I'm telling you, Hawaii has changed daily. Just last week, they decided no more traveling for Hawaiians between the islands because the COVID numbers have gone up. They had it under control. They had it in check. And that's not the case anymore. And so that situation is changing all the time. You can look at their website. It's health.hawaii.gov. And there's a whole entire section, as one would expect, on COVID-19. That's where you find the latest and the greatest. If you come from the mainland right now and you go to Hawaii, you will be quarantined for 14 days. And they are monitoring that and enforcing it more than anybody
else. There's worse places to be quarantined.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, real quick, Fox World Travel Book Club. The next book is Alaska-based. It's called If You Lived Here, I'd Know Your Name and it's by Heather Lendy. She is going to join you guys for a Zoom book club on the 25th, right?
Right.
So details are on the website. Register for it. It's going to be a huge crowd. Obviously, it's Zoom, so you guys will fit everybody.
Right, we will. And this could be a record breaker. And why wouldn't you want to join this? Because it's virtual. You can be at your own home, and you can do it on your phone. You can do it on your iPad. You can do it on your computer.
Details at foxworldtravel.com. We are out of time. Rose, thank you.
My pleasure.
See ya.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.